Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Mohamed Salah, Edouard Mendy, Thomas Partey, Riyad Mahrez, Maxwell Cornet, Eric Bailly. What do all these names have in common? They will be all representing their national teams at the African Cup of Nations 2021. And Fabrizio Romano joins me today to discuss what the tournament means for the European clubs these players will be leaving behind halfway through the season in search of a continental crown. ¡Qué golazo! Fabrizio Romano, AFCON 2021 begins right now. Hey, everybody, welcome to ¡Qué golazo! Thank you so much for being part of the family. We're on Twitter, ¡Qué golazo pod! youtube.com/¡Qué golazo! We are also on CBS Sports and your CBS Sports app. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, etc., please leave a rating and review. We are so close to 6,000 subscribers on YouTube. Keep on coming. Fabrizio, how are you, buddy?
How are you, my friend? I'm great. I'm great. Thank you. Football this week, so it's been amazing. And so super happy and ready to discuss with you about this very important topic.
Very important, because as you mentioned, football this week, midweek, the Premier League is going through their insane December period, but the race in Serie A is getting tighter and tighter. And as we look ahead, everybody, to January, which is obviously a major month for Fabrizio, as well as the transfer window opens, it's also looking ahead to the African Cup of Nations, which begins January 9th until February 6th. Unbelievable how quickly everything is going to happen. And Fabrizio, really, this is about the key players that are going to leave major teams through that period and what they're going to be planning on doing in January. So Fabrizio, straight away, how do you think, we can focus on one team if you want, but how do you think these teams are going to be preparing in January as the African Cup of Nations comes in?
Yes, I was checking the list about many top clubs, because of course you mentioned top clubs in Premier League, but also I look here in Italy, in Serie A, the situation is incredible with Napoli and AC Milan, because, for example, the Napoli have Victor Osimhen, Zambo Anguissa. Osimhen is injured, but maybe he will be ready for the Africa Cup. But also Anguissa, Kalidou Koulibaly, who is more than a player for Napoli, but also Goulam and Dunas, many players. AC Milan have the world midfield, because they have Kessié and Bennacer going to the Africa Cup. And so it's a big, big problem for AC Milan. As you mentioned, Liverpool, of course, with Mo Salah and Sadio Mane, Chelsea with Edouard Mendy and Ziyech. We have many clubs with problems. I think, first point, many clubs are worried because they know that what happened in the past, I still remember, for example, mentioning Italian situations. One time, Gervinho left Roma to go with Ivory Coast, and then he was coming back and he was not the same player because he was so tired after so many games in a short period and a lot of pressure, because we have to remember that Africa Cup means for the players, of course, their pride to represent their countries, but at the same time, there is a lot of pressure from the fans. And so it's not an easy competition on technical side, but also on the pressure side. And this is why many clubs also right now are worried on this point, to see not just that they're losing players for a few weeks, but also how the players will come back from this competition. So this is why many clubs are preparing also to do something on the transfer market. Many other of them are relaxed and saying, okay, we are going to miss the players for maybe 2 or 3 games and then they will be back. And so we are still confident and we are not creating any problem. So the approach is different club by club, but the reality is that they're going to have a huge problem, because when I think of Liverpool or, for example, Chelsea with the goalkeeper and the key player like Ziyech, is going to be a very complicated month for these clubs.
Absolutely. And I'm going to touch on a few clubs that you talked about specifically. I wonder how they're going to maneuver things, and even if they can afford to be honest, because everybody thinks, well, you know, it's all very well to bring in players, but also, like, what does that mean? Is it a loan? Is it a loan with an option to buy? You know, and also what kind of player you want to get to replace? I mean, I'm thinking about my own Aston Villa with marvelous Nakamba from Zimbabwe, who's been fantastic for us. You know, he's going to go, which is obviously his right to represent Zimbabwe, but what kind of player would replace them, and also what kind of situation would it be, permanent or loan, etc. Let me just say one thing. FIFA, by the way, has stated that, and this is their statement in terms of, because we're talking about players playing in the tournament or whatever. This is also about, like, they leave a little bit earlier before the tournament. Also, they have to get ready, right? So players must be released and start travel to the representative team no later than Monday morning, the week preceding the week when the relevant final competition begins. So it's basically all of January and the very beginning of February for Fabrizio Romano. It's a lot. Yes. It's a long time.
This is a key point. This is a key point, and this is why many managers are still hoping to change this detail, because it's not a detail, as you mentioned. It's very important when the players will leave. For example, Jurgen Klopp a few days ago said, we still don't have the official decision on this point, and we still hope to have Sadio Mane and Mo Salah and Naby Keita available for the game with Chelsea, because there is a key game between Liverpool and Chelsea at the beginning of January, and both clubs hope that their key players could be available and then miss maybe two or three games in the following weeks. But they're still on the point. So on this one, they say that they are still waiting to see if they will be able to change the situation for their key players. Let's see, because it's the same here in Italy with Napoli. They still hope that Koulibaly will leave in the second week of January and not in the first, but it's not going to be easy. So also because, as you mentioned, the players are happy to represent their country, so they want to go and they want to do their best for the Africa Cup. It's a big opportunity to them. So, you know, it's not an easy balance between clubs, players and national teams. So this is why it's going to be complicated. Talking about the market, you mentioned Aston Villa, and at the moment, I'm told that there is no big movement yet with Aston Villa on the market. So maybe they will stay with the same, waiting for the player and then see what happens about the timing. Also because maybe Zimbabwe are not the favorite to win the Africa Cup. And so you can also think on these kind of things. Maybe other clubs.
An early trip for Marvel.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. For example, Egypt or other countries have a different kind of expectation for this cup, and this is why maybe other teams are worried. We can say Liverpool. I want to start with Liverpool because Liverpool fans are asking us every single time what's going to happen as they're losing.
Yeah, you read my mind, Fabrizio. Yes. I wanted to start with Liverpool. Obviously, yeah, Mohamed Salah, Keita, Sadio Mane. So go ahead, talk to me about Liverpool, who are looking to not just do well in the Premier League, but also, you know, the Champions League as well. Talk to me about them. What's the plan?
Yes, because they lost Shaqiri in the summer and they have not replaced him. They have Sadio Mane and Mo Salah in the same position, strikers, wingers. And so they're losing both players. But from what I'm told, Liverpool's strategy will be the same they have in every single transfer window. They will sign players or one single player only in case they will find the right opportunity. So they don't want to do any loan and just let a player come back to the club in June or sign a player just to sign. It's not in Liverpool style. Their style is, we have a project and they will do it if they find the right opportunity. And they always mention from the board Diogo Jota, who is a player that they signed with a very smart strategy at the right moment with right money. So if they find this kind of opportunity, Liverpool will be ready to sign a player in January. If not, they will wait for Mane and Salah. So this is the position of the club. Nothing has been agreed at the moment, but they are on the market only for right players, not just to sign one single player because we need to replace Mane and Salah. So this is the position of Liverpool at the moment. For other clubs, it's a bit different because, for example, Chelsea with Edouard Mendy, they will give the chance to Kepa to play. So it's different situation. Ziyech is a jolly for Chelsea team. He's not always a starter, and so they can wait for him. So I don't see Chelsea signing a player just to replace Ziyech. In Italy, it's a bit different.
Yeah, and Italy is different. Before we go to Italy, Fabrizio, I do want to touch on Arsenal, because Arsenal are losing Thomas Partey, Ghana, Mohamed Elneny. Okay, he's not necessarily a starting 11 player, but he is a squad player, Egypt. Aubameyang for Gabon, which is big, and Nicolas Pepe for the Ivory Coast. So do Arsenal have specific plans for January?
The plan of Arsenal, from what I'm told, is nothing is big is going to happen. Nothing big. This is what I'm told. The plan for Arsenal is they want a striker, an important striker. It's going to be January. It's going to be summer. They still don't know because, for example, they were interested in Dusan Vlahovic, but the player is not open to do this deal to join Arsenal. So this is why it's not going to be easy. But they're not going to sign a player just to replace them. They're going to sign a player, Aubameyang and Pepe. They're going to sign a player in attacking position to have the new striker of Arsenal for many, many years. So they are saving money for this since last summer. And this is why I don't expect the situation to change in January, only if they will find the right player also for the future and not just for 6 months. So this is Arsenal's plan. Talking about midfielders, they're happy with the many midfielders they have. So I don't expect Arsenal to sign a top midfielder in January. In summer, yes, So I can already tell you that in June or in July, we will be talking about Arsenal signing a new midfielder because I see Elneny leaving the club. Now he will leave for the national team, but in June he will leave Arsenal on a permanent move, and this is why they will go for a midfielder. But they are thinking of summer more than January. So January will be about opportunities for Arsenal.
Okay, great. So, you know, just to be, we're going to go to Serie A for a second because I do want to touch on Napoli, who are basically, you know, when you look at the standings, they as we tape, they lead Serie A. So to keep that squad is massive. We'll get to that in a second, but I just wanted to review everything. And if there was anything that you wanted to add from the Premier League, because Avila Trezeguet, who's getting better, he might not even feature for Egypt as he's still recuperating. Traore as well in the Kamba. But Brentford also have some players as well, three of them going. Brighton, Yves Bissouma as well, yes, from Mali as well. Chelsea, you mentioned Mendy and Ziyech. Crystal Palace, by the way, Kouyaté, Schlupp, Jordan Ayew, Zaha. Is there anywhere else in the Premier League that you think might be doing some action in January due to the Africa Cup of Nations?
I will keep an eye on Crystal Palace, the last one you mentioned, because, okay, they're losing key players, and so maybe for them, they already planned last summer to do something in January, and so Crystal Palace, between the ones you mentioned, could be the most interesting one in January also, because Vieira wants some new player, and so this is why I expect maybe Crystal Palace to do something, yes.
All right, so let's move to Italy. Let's go to Serie A. You talked about, yes, Napoli. Let's focus on Napoli. They're leading the group, right now 36 points in Serie A, 1 point above Milan. Inter have 34, Atalanta have 31. It's a tight race, and so January is going to be key. Do you expect much action from Napoli? You mentioned Koulibaly. He's more than just a center back. He's an absolute leader and a force in that dressing room as well. Osimhen, of course, is dealing with a fracture injury, so we don't even know if he's going to go. But is Napoli going to be doing any action in January?
For Napoli side, they have a very clear style. If you look at the history of Napoli in the last 5 or 6 years, they are almost never signing players in January. Never. They don't like to sign players in January. But in this case, they are losing many and many players. So from what I'm told, it depends by Victor Osimhen injury, because the injury of Osimhen is not a muscle injury. It's a very particular one. So they need to check week by week how is the situation, how he's feeling. Is a problem into his high? So this is why they're going to take some tests every single month to see how Victor Osimhen is reacting. If the injury of Osimhen, as they said, because in the official statement they said at least 3 months, if it's going to be really 3 months, and so 90 days, they will do something for a new attacking player, maybe on loan with an opportunity. But if it's going to be less than this, and this is what they hope, maybe with Victor Osimhen not leaving for the Africa Cup, but coming back like at the end of January for Napoli, they will stay with the current team also because they have Dries Mertens, who is doing great. So at the moment, the situation is still quiet around Napoli, we can say. I will keep an eye on centre backs because they have a problem. Koulibaly is now injured. Yesterday night he had an injury with Sassuolo. He was leaving the pitch and Napoli conceded a goal in the last few minutes because of Koulibaly leaving the pitch with Juan Jesus coming on, and he's not at the same level. So maybe a centre back could be an opportunity for Napoli. This is what I would keep an eye on. Also because Manolas is never playing. He was a key signing two years ago, but then injuries and problems, and he's never playing for Napoli. So this is why they will look for a potential center back.
That's a very, very good point about the center back search. We've talked Serie A, we've talked the Premier League. Obviously, there's other clubs, but the other thing I was thinking, Fabrizio, is the fact that once, you know, well, first of all, we also have to think about COVID, right? And the fact that, you know, Africa as a continent is still dealing, struggling with the pandemic, of course. Cameroon is hosting the tournament, so there's also that extra worry. Are clubs extra vigilant of this situation as well? Because not only is it taking over most of January and the beginning of February, but the Champions League knockout stages also returns in February as well. So it's a combusted, packed schedule. But is the fact that, you know, Africa and they're, you know, continuing to try and deal with, obviously this is a global thing and everybody should be trying to help each other from a global perspective, but it is being hosted in Cameroon and that should be a major thing to think about, just like it was with South America and international qualifiers.
Yes, this is something that the clubs can't control, of course, because it's up to the national teams stuff. And so this is why they are trying to push also on this side. Your point is very good also because, for example, I wanted to mention Paris Saint-Germain with Achraf Hakimi. He's a key player for Paris Saint-Germain, and they know how important he will be in the Champions League. And we know that Paris Saint-Germain this season, they want to win the Champions League, yes or yes. So as they say in Spain, so COC. And so this is why they have to do it. And they are trying to push also with Moroccan national team to keep an eye on Hakimi's situation for COVID, speaking with the player and telling him to be super careful in everything he's going to do in these months or weeks with the Moroccan national team, because for them it's so important to have Hakimi available in the second or third week of February for the Champions League clash. So this is why COVID is going to be a topic too, and it's going to be super important for top clubs, as we mentioned, Liverpool, Chelsea, but also for Paris Saint-Germain, for Hakimi, and for many others, for who's playing Champions League is very, very important point.
Well, just like in Game of Thrones, and it was said, winter is coming, and every club in Europe is really worried of the things that are going to happen, not just obviously in the December busy period, but also January, the Africa Cup of Nations, which begins at the beginning of January all the way into February. Before we say goodbye to Fabrizio Romano, anything that you're keeping your eye on this the end of this week as we look ahead to so much more, including, you know, the Premier League, Serie A, La Liga as well this weekend, and Champions League, the final group stage matches of for next week as well. Anything that you're keeping your eye on, Fabrizio Romano?
Yes, I want to mention a winger, that is Jonathan Ikoné from Lille, that is a player, is very interesting. He was in the list of Borussia Dortmund last summer, 2020, when they were negotiating for a potential replacement for Jadon Sancho, who was seeming close to join Man United, and then it was taking a few months to see him joining Man United. Ikoné has always been in the Borussia Dortmund list, also some Premier League clubs, but now he's really close to join Fiorentina. In Serie A, they made a proposal for 15 million euro a few days ago. The proposal is set to be agreed with Lille, so the agreement is really, really close, and so it could be one of the early signings of January, because they have everything in place. Also, the player accepted, so it seems just a matter of time to see Ikoné for Fiorentina. I will keep an eye on what happens with AC Milan, because they had the injury of Simon Kier, and it's a serious injury. It's going to take a few months to see him back, and so I think in January they will go for a centre-back. So we mentioned centre-backs for many clubs, for Napoli, but also AC Milan will be on this point. So I think generally transfer market, as always, will be about the opportunities, not about the big names, but we will have many ideas and chances and opportunities on the market. So we will be here to discuss together, as always.
Fabrizio Romano, always on it, always on it. Are you getting excited for Christmas at least, Fabrizio? I mean, it's always busy. It's a good time, right?
No. For me, it's fantastic. Also because I'm back with my family. So I'm waiting. 20 days and we do it. Then we jump on the transfer market.
It's going to be great. Hey, send me some panettone, okay?
I
try and get it from Peru as well, but, you know.
Let's do it. Maybe it's easier.
I love it. Fabrizio Romano, make sure that you follow him on Twitter, Fabrizio Romano as well. On Instagram, you can read his content on CBS Sports and watch him on HQ as well. And, of course, part of our family here on Che Golasso. Fab, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. See you soon here on Che Golasso. Ciao.
Thank you, everybody. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Che Golasso Pod, youtube.com/Che Golasso, CBS Sports, your CBS Sports app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and so much more. Have a great, great rest of your week. We'll see you next time.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.